Before everything, we always have to commit everything to God's hand, for God to lead us, because we're learning together this morning, and anything in God's hand will never go wrong. So let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, the God of all grace, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We adore you for giving us the privilege to come together this morning to worship you. It's all about you, Jesus. Thank you for your salvation. Thank you for your love, because you first loved us. We commit this service into your holy hands, Father Lord. We commit this message into your holy hands, Father Lord. Speak to us all, everlasting Father, because we are all daring to hear from you this morning. Thank you, everlasting Father. And we remember Pastor Molly again this morning. Holy Spirit, touch him. Give him perfect healing in the mighty name of Jesus. By midweek service Wednesday, he will be here to share your word, to feed us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. We always want to always have a team when we want to share the message. And the team that God has given to my heart to share this morning, it's when I was talking about, mentioning what Brother Hita was talking about. And he was praying after the Holy Communion. And the theme God puts in my heart is power of prayer. Power of prayer. We're starting a new year, thank God. Today is the second day of the new year, 2022, and the first Sunday of the year. We thank God for keeping us. And from the last year, 2021, and previous years, it's not by our power. It is our Heavenly Father that loved us so much, that keeps us and our family. And we thank him so much. And when we're talking about the power of prayer, myself, I'm a living testimony to that. And I'm sure each and every one of us here is a living testimony to power of prayer of our God. Prayer is speaking our hearts, having a communion with the God that created us, that loved us so much. We're speaking our hearts, we're involving Christ, praying to him, and communicating. When we're talking to God, he speaks to us as well. We ask, because in his words, he said, just ask in my name, and it shall be given. 100 out of 100 times, which is 100%, it will never go wrong, because God never tells lies. We may be asking for things from God, as Christians, that we don't even need. And he knows that giving us that thing is not even going to be beneficial for us at the long end. He knows the end from the beginning. So, brothers and sisters, never be discouraged when you're having a personal time with God, praying to him for something. If God has not responded now, he never fails. He's definitely going to answer at his own time. And God's time is always the best. So, we believe so much in the scriptures. And what are the scriptures told us about the prayer? There's loads of Bible message and verses. And no, I'm going to be starting from part from the Old Testament to the New Testament. But in return, God speaking to us through his word. And what is God's word? The Bible. And at times, it speaks to our hearts. Anything that you think in your heart that is positive, that is right, is coming from God. We're human, we're flesh. Of course, there are some things. That is why Jesus died on the cross. Is God the Son for our sins. We're flesh, we fail. Thank God that we've taken God as our personal Savior. We have him living in our hearts. And the dead on this cross has actually helped us out in being flesh. Because Brother Ita was talking earlier. He said something about, the cross and everything that our sins. Thank Jesus for that. Thank God for salvation. Thank God for the cross. And guiding us by the leading of his spirit. I will read first verse from Psalm 17. Psalm 17, verse 4 to 7. Psalm 17, 4 to 7. Concerning the works of men, by the word of your lips, I have kept away from the path of the destroyer, Uphold my steps in your paths, that my footsteps may not slip. I have called upon you, for you will hear me, O God. Incline your ear to me and hear my speech. Show your marvelous loving kindness by your right hand, O you who save those who trust in you. For those who rise up against me. These are powerful prayers to our Lord Jesus Christ. We're Christians. There's going to be challenges. That's why we are Christians. We're soldiers of Christ. But when we have faith and trust in God, because the message that we just read, the verses we just read, there's a part as a child of God that we need to do, which is the part of faith, trust in God. That is all what God required from us. That is all our Heavenly Father required from us. Have faith, have trust, cry out to our Heavenly Father, and anytime we call upon Him, He answers a million times. If we've got 10,000 tongues, it's not enough to thank Him. That's why I always have a grateful heart to our Everlasting Father. I want to go into the book of Psalms again, 107. Psalm 107, verse 26 to 30. Psalm 107, 26 to 30. Thanks, Jesse. They mount up to the heavens. They go down again to the depths. Their souls melt because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and at their wits' end. Then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble. I will repeat number 28 again. Then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and it brings them out of their distress. Amen. He calls the storm so that its waves are still. Then they are glad because they are quiet, so it guides them to their desired heaven. Our Heavenly Father that we serve, that never fails, we guide us all to our desired heaven in Jesus' name. That is the part we Christians are about, to always look up to the Father. There's no amount of prayer that there's a small prayer or a huge prayer. Every time as a child of God, we need to speak, even when we're at work, within our hearts, committing our ways to God. As we're embarking a new journey, January to February till March, April, May, June, July, August, September, until December 2022, we should try to adopt that, to know that prayer should always come first, to always look up to the God, because that is the only way, and it's extremely powerful. We have testimonies inside within us as Christians. And as the book, the Bible has already explained, the victory after the disciples, there's a calm, there's a storm, they cry out to God. And verse 30 said that then they are glad because they are quiet. So He guides them to the desired heaven. That is God. That is the powerful, that's the testimony of our living Father. He's an able God. Isaiah 38 says the same thing. Isaiah 38 verse 1 to 5. This is a very, very huge part in the Bible about Ezekiah. And in verse 38 to 1, I will read. If anyone does not know the story, it's a very, very comforting story as a Christian to know that, yes, there is nothing, and it's never too late to cry to God. There's nothing too small, and there's nothing too big. Prayers is extremely powerful. In verse 38, verse 1, in those days of Ezekiah, was sick and near to death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, went to him and said to him, thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Verse 2, then Ezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord. He prayed to the Lord to show how mighty God. I'm going to continue reading it further to us to see how great God is, sending His messenger to someone, and the person know that, yes, this is actually coming from God. But the only thing he's got, no one he could talk to, is that same God. And verse 3, and said, remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with loyal hearts, and have done what is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Verse 4. And the word of the Lord came to Isaiah, saying, go and tell Hezekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of David your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Surely I will add to your days 15 years. Glory be to the name of Almighty God. Prophet Isaiah never knew that Hezekiah is crying out to God secretly because of the challenge that he's going to die. And God spoke to Isaiah again. Go back. I was the one that sent you to tell him this message. Go back and tell him I'm going to add more years. Not one, not two, 15 more years to Hezekiah. And when God speaks, just start appreciating and giving thanksgiving, because his word will always come true. Hezekiah was a king. He felt short. There was a problem. He was being told what the problem was and what is going to happen to him. But he has the faith. He knows that when he speaks to this same God, the love that God has on us, it's priceless. And God listened to his cry. God said that, yes, I'm the one that gives this life. And I'm saying that you are not going to die anymore. Because he asked in faith. I mean, if Hezekiah didn't do nothing and just kept to himself after hearing the message without no reaching out to God, and that's going to be the end. He's probably going to die that same day. But he cried out to God. So there is nothing, there is no matter of any challenges, there is nothing else be to or any doctor can say. When God, if God's time is not right, it's not yet time. But the thing we need to do is to activate our faith and cry out to God. I want to go to Matthew 21. Matthew 21, verse 21 to 22. Matthew 21, verse 21 to 22. So Jesus answered and said to them, assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it will be done. We can see how important faith it is. When you have the faith and you tell the mountain to move, it's going to move. God never tells lies. The faith is really important. And as we are embarking on the journey of 2022, let us activate this faith. Let us commit our ways into God's hand. Pray to God. Prayer is extremely powerful. You can never go wrong. Verse 22. And whatever things you ask in prayer, Steve, amen. I love the verse 22. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. You need to believe. You need to have faith. You need to trust. I mean, we as human beings, we are not even God. We love people to trust us. We want people to have, this person is dependable. It gives you much more confidence that, talk less of the Heavenly Father that created us. We need to actually show that. Take this step of faith. Cry out to God. He does miracles every single day. He's a way maker. And as I'm still mentioning that this new year that we're starting today, let's try as much as possible. Every single detail of our life, commit it to Christ and pray. In the morning, afternoon, evening, prayer. Prayer is the key. I'm seeing beautiful faces this morning. And I mean, to some people, I know the amount of what prayers have done in their lives. And it's a blessing. Huge blessing. Because every Saturday, 10 to 11 a.m., as a church, we gather together via Zoom to pray. And I can see how powerful this prayer is every Saturday that we pray together. God is doing wonders. And we thank God. It's always a privilege. Because as I'm looking at everyone here this morning, I mean, it's so merciful how God is mighty. We've got about 8 different countries, people sitting down here. I'm out of how many of us? Thank God. This is a power. Prayer is key. Powerful. Matthew 7:7-8. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 to 8. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. That is all God has from us. That is the only thing God is desiring from us. We are his children. He loves us so much. He loves us more than the way we love him. So what we just need to do, ask him. And in faith, because that is the only part that we need to do to fulfill. And when you commit your ways to the Lord, as I said, he never fails. You can never go wrong because it's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Thank God for his faithfulness and love in our lives. Because if not for God, where are we going to be? And for all of us coming this morning, it is not by mistake or anything. It's because of course, the love we have for our Christ to come and worship him and thank him. And by the special grace of God, by the end of this year, again, we all gather and thank God and count our blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us look into Mark 9:25-29, so that this can encourage us. These are the word of God giving us assurance, speaking to us that there's not two ways. The only way is God, is Christ. Thank God that we have him. Mark 9:25-29. When Jesus saw the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more. 26. Then the spirit cried out and convulsed him greatly and came out of him, and he became as one dead, so that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Verse 28. And when he had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast it out? Verse 29, very special verse. So he said to them, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. Thank Almighty God. Jesus came into the world to die for our sins. This message was actually talking about a boy possessed by demonic spirits. And the disciples of Jesus were trying so hard to cast the spirit out. They could not, because it's very, very difficult, terrible spirit. And Jesus came to the world to live by examples, to show us how to live our lives in a holy manner, in a truthful way, in a godly-like manner. So he's a perfect example for us to look up to. He's the only perfect man that lived this earth, and because of a purpose, to die on the cross for myself and everyone. Now, for Jesus himself to speak to his disciples when they ask in question that they've tried so hard before he intervened. Why? What is the problem? Why is it so difficult to cast these demons out from this boy? And Jesus responded in verse 29. So there's no matter of anything, challenge. There's no two ways. Jesus has spoken to us. Pray and fast. Dedicate everything to God. He showed them that him as a God can actually go behind the doors and pray to God. He's an example. He's speaking to us. This is written over 2,000 years ago. Now today, 2nd of January 2022, he still speaks. He's still sending us a message. No matter how difficult, cry out to God. No matter how the spirit, it could be anything, God will surely intervene and cast anything out when we have the faith and trust. Fast and pray. Prayer is extremely powerful. And there's no two ways as Christians. That is the way we meditate with our God. That is the way we speak to the God. That is the way God speaks to our hearts. Because when we pray and commit the ways, God is just going to send someone, or he could actually even speak to you directly that, oh, this is the perfect way to go. Mark 11, 24 to 25. Thank you, Jesse. Mark 11, 24 and verse 25. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Verse 25. And when you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you for your trespasses. It's a shame that the world we live into today, even Christians, because the Bible is actually speaking to us Christians, we have grudges against one another. We have things against your fellow brothers or your sisters, your colleague, even a family member. The Word of God said, forgiveness and prayer is really key. You need to forgive your neighbor so that God, you can have a perfect time to communicate with your Father sinless in a good heart. Because when you can't forgive your neighbor, your friend, and all that, that you should love. God even said in his word that you should love your enemies. So why on earth you won't try to forgive your fellow neighbor, your friend? Your neighbor could be anyone. It could be a colleague at work. It could be your teacher in school. It could be lecturer. It could be anyone. It's really important. I'll read verse 25 again. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. It's a blessing because there's no one is perfect. So for our Heavenly Father to forgive us, he's asking us for only one thing. Forgive someone that has offended you, so that you can have even the peace in your heart. It's wrong to hold grudges with anyone. We do worse things and God forgive us. So why not? So as we're embarking on a journey, 2022, in the mighty name of Jesus, God will give us a spirit of forgiveness. Because this is really important. When you forgive your neighbor, you forgive your fellow friend, your fellow family member or anyone, you have a proper channel to speak to your Heavenly Father and he listens. Because you cannot deceive God. You can deceive someone else. You can even deceive yourself. But you cannot deceive God. Before you think of anything, he knows. He knows the end from the beginning. So let's try 2022. Because prayer is extremely powerful. We've seen in the Word of God that we need to commit our ways to Christ. And committing our ways to Christ, we need as much as possible to forgive our neighbors. Forgive anyone that has offended us. And keep on crying to God. And your testimony shall always come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. I would want us to look into Philippians. Philippians 4, 6 to 7. Philippians 4, 6 to 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. I'll repeat that verse again. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. I mean, you can't make your request known to any fellow man or anyone. There's little they could do. The one that is all powerful, that created the heaven and earth, make your request known to those Heavenly Father and be anxious for nothing. The world we live in today, it's so a shame. A lot of people, there's so much people, anxiety, stress, challenges. Yes, because we are still in the world. And that's part and parcel of the world we live in today. But God says, be anxious for nothing. Commit your ways to God. Verse 7, Philippians 4, 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guide your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. We cannot explain that. You see people that, I mean, when they tell you what they're going through or what anything, but they believe so much in God, you will never see in their face. Because they have Holy Spirit. Because they've committed their ways to Christ. Because they trust in God. Of course, there's going to be challenges. There's going, that's part and parcel of being a Christian and even non-Christians because of the world we live in. But the God that we serve that never fails, it's always there. And we always be there because it's very, very dependable God. And he has spoken to us again this morning. I love these two verses, Philippians 4, 6 and 7. I would like to read it again. Sorry, Jesse, if you have to. Yeah, you're still there. Be anxious for nothing. Let this stick into our hearts for this 2022, this new year we're starting now. Second day of the year. But in everything, by prayer, cry out to God. Because prayer is the only way, is the key. With thanksgiving, let's give thanks. Let's be appreciative to God. Because he doesn't ask us for anything. That is all. Give thanks. Trust him. Let your request be made known to him. If you don't even request, you don't ask, he knows. But as he's given us a free will, we are not in charge. He's in charge of everything. He's in control, and he will never lose control. Speak to him. Ask. Any child that needs anything from the parents, seek, ask. And with confidence in God, with faith, he will surely be there. And the peace of God, this is really important, because we cannot explain what the peace of God is. It surpasses all understanding. No matter professors, professor of emeritus, no one understands because it creates them. It gives them all this knowledge. And no one can actually understand. We guard our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for his faithfulness and kindness. We thank God for, I mean, it's a privilege for us to be gathered this morning to celebrate, to rejoice to our God because it's all about him. And the trust that we have in him. We pray that God will give us the grace and confidence and faith to always trust him. In Jesus' mighty name. James 5, verse 14 to 16. James 5, 14 to 16. I will start from 13, please, Jesse. James 5, 13. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Verse 14. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with the oil in the name of the Lord. That is a very, very good testimony. Before I continue reading 15 and 16. Few weeks ago, I had a very, very severe back pain. It was extremely severe. I never stopped praying to God. And thank God for the church. Thank God for everyone that prayed. Miriam, thank you for your assistance, for the help. Pastor Molly and Pastor Rene called me in front with oil and pray. I have the faith in God. And trust me, I think about 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago. Now, to be very honest, immediately it didn't go, I felt relieved. But now, and of course I use painkillers and everything. God created all those painkillers and order for us. He gives us the wisdom to be able to create all those things so we can use. The back pain was very severe. I didn't even let my mom to know because I don't want her to get worried. And she's there now. And thank God. Thank Heavenly Father. It's totally gone. No pain at all anymore. I can run 100 miles now and come back. Thank God. I could not even move that day. I mean, it was extremely painful. But thank God I have the faith and trust in God. I came to church. I never knew Pastor Molly is even going to call me to front and Pastor Rene to put oil on me and pray. But prayer works. Have the trust. Have the belief in Christ. Never go weary. If we go weary, what are we going to turn to? It is the only way. We've got no way. Verse 15. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. Amen. And the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Number 16. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective fervent prayer of righteous man avails much. Choosing the path of Christ, choosing God as our personal Savior, that means we are extremely righteous. Thank God. Thank God for the salvation. We never paid nothing for it. It's just for us to activate the faith in Him and say that, God, I want you in my life. I want you to be my number one. I commit my ways, take total control. And, I mean, we're going to be in this life for a few time. I mean, in my language, they said this world is like a market. We go to market to go and purchase, to buy things, then you go back home. You spend few times to do shopping out of 24 hours a day. Yeah. So if this world is like a market, we've come. So we're having a limited time. The heavenly place is our home. That should be our objective or goal, to be thinking that no matter what I'm going through in this world, when I get to home with no pain, no have to think of paying bills, no have to think of, oh, what am I going to? I mean, there's nothing to worry about. Thank God. And all these things, we never paid nothing. If you think about the world we live in today, most things that, I mean, pleasurable things, worldly things are very expensive. But there's nothing as more important as salvation of Christ. And it's free. Thank God for the love of Christ. We never paid nothing. We didn't pay £1. So, in a nutshell, let us try this 2022 to have an attitude of prayer to God. Nothing is too small and nothing is too big to pray about. Prayer can move mountains. The power of prayer, we've seen it in the book of the Lord. We've seen testimonies. We've seen even the disciples of the Christ asking Jesus that, how come we could not cast out this demon from this boy? And Jesus responded, these kind of demons, you need to go behind the scene. You need to pray to God. And when you pray to God, there is no amount of whatever you're going through. Nothing. That is not going to come to, I mean, God is not going to solve for you. You might still be asking now. You might still be praying to God now. But His time is always the best. Never go weary. Try to have the faith. Because that is only what it requires us to do. Commit the ways. Commit your ways. Everything you're looking into, commit it into Christ. And you will never go wrong. Thank you, Everlasting Father, for today. And I believe at the end now that I'm going to be rounding up to pray that God will minister to our hearts, including myself, so that we know that as we're embarking on a new year, a new journey, prayer should be our number one priority. To try as much as possible to commit our ways in faith. And if there's anything we're asking for that's never come to pass, has never happened, never go weary. Surely, your time of celebration will surely come very soon in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. The King of Kings, the God of God, we thank you. We bless your holy name for this special time. We thank you for this new year. We thank you for your grace for keeping us to be able to fellowship together this morning. We thank you for speaking to us in your book, the Bible. We adore you, Father Lord. As we're starting this new year again, Everlasting Call, Father, we commit our ways to you, God. Let it be perfect. Speak to our hearts. Teach us. Let us be able to know that there is no other way apart from your way. Let us have the attitude and gratitude to be thankful and pray to you for any challenges we are facing. We commit our dear Pastor Molly into your hands, Father Lord, this morning. Touch him, Everlasting Father. By next Wednesday, let him be able to stand here and share his word and pray. Give him the strength. Heal him perfectly, Lord. We trust you, God. That is why this message, the power of prayer, We have no doubt. We have confidence that he will be up and tied before the end of today. And by Wednesday, we'll be able to see him and rejoice and celebrate together in the mighty name of Jesus. And if there's anyone here that is going through, that is not feeling too well, Everlasting Father, we pray to you, God, give them perfect healing. And if there's any loved one that is not feeling too well that we're praying for, stretch your healing hands to them today in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because you are a wonderful God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.